Shantipur bypass. Just somewhere to my left is Advaitacharya's house where Madhavendra Puri came and honored the Sharan. Although it's also quite dangerous, despite the fact that it's Sunday, it's still an exercise driving down the roads more than the average in the West. Prior to Shantipur, we passed Ranagat, I recall there, Tamal Krishna Maharaj's accident and his departure from the world. And I was just sitting at a train crossing, and we'll close your window, Taraknath, fumes coming in. And of course everyone's in both lanes, trying to struggle forward an extra few inches. I'll get back once we take the turnoff from the main road and enter into Navadvip itself. Paddy fields everywhere. As far as the eye can see, left and right, so many paddy fields, and dotted with villages in between. All these people living really, really simply. We just passed a lorry full of people brandishing communist flags. Yes, for them, Bollywood movies are like some kind of heavenly planet. They have a couple of saris and leggings hanging out on the line to dry. A mud hut with a thatched roof, and that's their possessions. Just leaving Krishnanagar, and to my left, quite far back, is Lord Nrisimhadev's temple. Closer than that is Suvarna Vihar, the palace of Suvarna Sen, or the remnants of the palace of Suvarna Sen. And of course, all the way back down on this road, right almost to the end at Godruma, is Thakur Bhaktivinoda's house. Left, Ganesh, left. Our driver doesn't know how to get to Mayapur. I think he's a Calcutta water, but even that's quite rare, that Calcutta drivers don't know how to get to Mayapur. After sitting about half an hour in a political rally, or at least the parking jam of the political rally, we just passed the Jalangi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls Saraswati, and about to take the turn off into Navadvipa, the most coming in through the northern petal, in which the presiding deity is Madan Gopal. We just had the turn off. There's a very beautiful gate up this, the 27th. Oh. 27 to the 3rd, I thought it said how many years the festival has been on. Very big, colorful festival. And just crossing the railroad tracks into Navadvip Dam. And the sun is right in front of us. It's just a 3:45 in the afternoon. Navadvip Dam is shaped like a lotus. And its 8 major petals are around the center. And this all together, they represent the 9 different processes of devotional service. Navadvipa, There are villages to the right, paddy fields to the left. The sun is shimmering on the water over the paddy fields, bamboo groves. And men herding cows along the road. There's a whole herd of them. White cows, brown cows, and the different villages are either Muslim villages, Hindu villages, but whoever people are, they are fortunate to be residing here in Navadvip Dham, because this is, of all places within the universe, the most auspicious. It was in 1976, if I remember right, 30 years ago, Srila Prabhupada's welcome speech to the devotees. He said that in the whole universe, this planet is most auspicious because Krishna had appeared here at this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and on this planet, India is the most pious place, and in India, Navadvip Dham is the most holy place. And then he said, and now we're getting accosted by some other people who want us to pay some little donation. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. He will come on the way back, he will pay. Huh? When he's coming back, he will pay.
Yeah, on the way back. And then on the way back. Thank you.
Anyway, they will get you on the way back. You know? And then Srila Prabhupada said, and in Navadvip, Mayapur, or Mayapur Chandradwaya Mandir, is the most sacred place of all. And he said it was because that's from where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching is being spread. Prabhupada said that the yoga pit is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, but more important than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace is his karma stan, janma karma, chame divyam. I'm looking at the left of me to try to see my poor Chandradwaya Mandir, Srila Prabhupada Samadhi, which is more readily visible, but it's really hazy. Can smell the cow dung patties and the freshly cut hay. And the road just winds slowly through different villages, but all places that are sanctified by the dust of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And for those persons who are fortunate enough, they at the present time see the Lord's pastimes taking place. Therefore, it's stated, Adhyapise lila kona kora roi konya konya bhagyavan dekibhari pai. Those persons who are fortunate, they can see these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking place at the present time as well. One requires true spiritual vision. Otherwise, we enter into the Dham by hearing from authoritative sources. To my right is large paddy fields, and the flowback from the Ganga. Ganga's Devi's irrigating everything here. I'm just coming around the turn where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up his kaitas when he saw the assembling clouds and began to chant Hariharaya Nama Krishna and dispelled Kirtan. Now to my left is Brahman Pukur. This town is known as Brahma Pukuriya or Vamana Pukuriya. Actually, this Brahman Pukur used to be the lake of the Brahmanas. And of course, this town is the town of Kamsa, and it is Mathura. We just passed Jai Jagannath, Jagannath Mandir, where in Simanta Dweep, Lord Jagannath, is enjoying the ecstasy of Gaura Prema and entering into Mathura, then to the right is the tree where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Chandkasi. And there's the neem tree and the champaki entwined together. Hare Krishna Jai Gauranga. We should offer our dandavat pranam. I'm offering my obeisances as I go. As you're coming along, it's also suitable to do so. And at the end, when I'm finally able to get out of the car, then I'll offer my dandavats and roll in the dust. Just on the edge of Brahmapukriya was also the castle of Suvarnasen. And it was a place that was desecrated by Muslims. In fact, I even read about that event in one of the books I read about the Mughals. Excuse me, not Suvarnasen, that was Balal Sen, and his son was Lakshman Sen. There are new temples coming up on the right side, and to the left, Hare Krishna, is the Samadhi of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Radhakund, Shamakund, the Samadhi of Gaurakishore Das Babaji, and now I can see the dome of the Yoga Pit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. And as I mentioned, because it's just so hazy, it's hard to see Prabhupada Samadhi. Now the Yoga Pit is right in front, but we've just passed Srivas Angan, Advaita Chaya's house, Gadadhar Pandit's house, Hare Krishna, Jai Gauranga. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Krishna Maha Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Straight Ganesh, straight. And we're passing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's school, and it's amazing the development that's taking place here with temples, houses, residences, villages. There was nothing here at one time between the Yoga Pit and my poor Chandradwaya Mandir. And now I can see our buildings, the long building, and amazing development, and the trees have grown also, so many trees. So it's not so easy to see. And to my right, now we can see Ganga Devi coming in this very, very strong bend, quite distant. And there is my poor Chandradwaya Mandir and Srila Prabhupada Samadhi. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And all the beautiful golden tiles on top of the dome that sparkle in the sun. Keep going straight, Ganesh. Straight, straight. Straight. And this is where we have to come out. No, no, go straight. Because now we have to guide the driver all the way into the house. To the Vaishnava Academy. Hare Krishna, everyone. And be in touch soon.